Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Rethinking the Worth of Worship. Psalm 19, verse 14. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I'm sure you've noticed how children have a tendency to treasure the most insignificant things. A common driveway rock from Grandma's house can become a prize for weeks. The child totes it in his little pants pocket. Sometimes it's in his small hands, then back into the pocket it goes lest it be left behind on his adventures. At night, the rock is by his bedside waiting for another jaunt into the toddler world. Finally, after a few days of worthless devotion, the child forgets all about this common rock. Like the young child, we can't help ourselves from being devoted to the meaningless. Meaningless tasks. Trivial activities. We go even further by reducing our mighty God to something common and a little like that driveway stone. When we expect God to cross his arms and bob his head to our list of wishes, we make God seem small. When we substitute God's justice for ours by using our own version of truth and grace to judge others, we make God seem weak. When we move through the day without even a thought of his will and blessing, we make God seem irrelevant. Suddenly, the God we have created is worthless, a God that cannot even save. A God like that deserves no attention, no praise, and no worship. That God is forgettable. But we fool ourselves. Obviously, we cannot diminish God in any way, even if we convince our childish selves that we can. David's words in Psalm 19 remind us of how mighty and holy our God really is. David describes the heavens to show God is not small. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Verse 1. He identifies God's justice to show God is not weak in verse 9. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. David declares that God is not irrelevant in any moment of our lives in verse 9. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The best part? David reminds us that our mighty God is our Redeemer. He alone is able to make us holy, able to sit beside him in heaven someday. This is the God that David honors with the meditation of his heart. He is my God who saves. He is your God who saves. This God is our God, worthy of our praise and worship. We pray. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received its frame, from everlasting you are God, to endless years the same. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, still be our guard while troubles last and our eternal home. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.